first, we've got the, I think, event coordinator. Is that the title? Lori Tobiasen with Relay for Life. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
It is good to have you in as we talk Relay for Life. Normally an event that is in September, right?
Yeah, in the past we've had it in September, but this year we kind of decided to do things a little bit differently. There just seems to be so much going on in September that we thought we would bump it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, July is a time when school's not in session. There's not as many sporting events going on to conflict with. And, you know, it usually is dry. And so you usually don't have to worry about that. Hasn't been, but hopefully it is by next Friday.
Yes. Next Friday, July 21st, will be our event. We've incorporated that with the North Platte Plainsmen baseball team. So we will have our event out there at Billwood Field.
Okay.
It'll be the ball game at 6:35, and then they'll do some events for us throughout the evening. We'll have things, activities going on back there behind the bleachers, and then we will have the luminary ceremony immediately following the ball game. We're going to line those up on the infield and get that going, and people can walk around the infield area after the game. And then as soon as it gets dark enough, we'll have the movie. We'll be showing the movie The Sandlot.
Very good. No, very good. So if folks want to be involved, just come on out, right?
Exactly. There will be $15 for the ticket, but that ticket, you'll have to go online. The ticket will be for the game. There will be a meal of hot dog or hamburger, I'm told, and then the movie will be included with that.
Oh, awesome. All right. So that's a pretty good deal there. This is, again, next Friday, the 21st. So mark it down on your calendars to come on out to Billwood Field. They've had some of these movie nights out there so far already. And I know a couple have been rescheduled and pushed around a little bit due to weather. But again, I think the second half of July is supposed to be a little more seasonally and seasonally dry. So hopefully we can get a beautiful night. And boy, it's a great venue to watch a movie at, too.
Yeah, it will be a very good venue. And having The Sandlot, that's going to just be kind of perfect with everything.
Yeah. All right. And so obviously, you know, for folks wanting to be a part of the Relay for Life part of the evening, you know, what do you usually do, or what is this for Relay for Life?
Well, Relay for Life is an American Cancer Society fundraiser, primarily to raise money for research, cancer research. They also, the money that's raised goes towards patient education and awareness. And then also down in Omaha, there is the Hope Lodge, and money can go towards that, the Hope Lodge. And that's there for people who have to travel to Omaha for any of their treatment. They can stay there free of charge.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's really kind of a nice place. I've had actually two friends that have experience with staying there, and they said it's a beautiful place. It's wonderful. They're so thankful that they have that to be able to stay. That's one less worry to have to worry about.
Yeah, a bit of peace of mind, at least, in that thing. You don't have to worry about, you know, finding a place to stay and paying for it.
Exactly.
And I know this always usually is kind of a night. It can be an evening of remembrance of somebody mm-hmm. that's been affected by cancer too.
Exactly. So a couple ways you can go about doing that is, yes, it is either honoring somebody who is fighting the battle of cancer or who has survived cancer, or giving that memory to someone who lost their fight to cancer. And a way we do that is with the luminaries. They're $10 for a donation. You can decorate it the way you would want, and then that's set out that night. We put them out with glow sticks, and it's just really very impactful to see all of that with the luminaries. In past, we've had nearly upwards of 300 luminaries.
Wow.
And that starts making you realize how many people are affected by cancer.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, pretty much everybody in some way, shape, or form has been impacted by cancer. And so, you know, bring your family out and honor them. Again, next Friday, the 21st, out at Billwood Field. Lori Tobiasen here with Relay for Life joining us. And this will be your event for the year.
This will be the event for the year. And anybody who is a cancer survivor that would like to attend, we've had some donations for tickets just specifically for a survivor. And if that survivor would like to pick up a ticket, all they need to do is go to the Callahan Cancer Center at Great Plains Health and pick one of those tickets up.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's awesome that somebody donated some money for that. So if you want to go, if you're a cancer survivor, go to Callahan Cancer Center. Otherwise, get your tickets. And they get those on the Plainsman website?
Yeah, you can either go to the Plainsman's website or on our Relay for Life of the Plains Facebook page. I have a QR code there that you can just click on that QR code, and that takes you right directly to it. I've been doing a lot of push on the Facebook page this last week, showing that code, kind of explaining how you go about getting the ticket online, that sort of thing. And then also we've got a trivia game going on. Every day I've got a trivia question that I've been posting, either it's baseball related, Sandlot related, or even cancer related, and you just answer the trivia question, like our Facebook page, like that comment, and share that post, and you're going to be entered in to win possibly two tickets to that event as well.
Very good. Very good. So go like their Facebook page. We'll share this interview and tag the page. So that way you can find it if you are a friend of our page as well a little bit later on today. So again, this is next Friday, the 21st, for the Relay for Life out at the North Platte Plainsman game. It's cool to see them partner with you guys. Obviously, that's a great partnership.
It is a great partnership. And Chuck and Myra have been very excellent about it. They were really on board with the whole event.
Very good. That'll be again next Friday, and $15 gets you a ticket to the game, a meal, and also a ticket to watch the movie as well, The Sandlot. Where do they?
You know, I think they've been trying to do the movie right out there, just barely into the outfield area there. People can bring their lawn chairs, blankets, all of that good stuff.
Awesome. Very good. Yeah. Hopefully shouldn't need blankets by then, but man, some of these nights have been chillier.
They have been, but it's been nice. I'll take it any day.
Amen. I'm not complaining at all. Lori, anything else this morning you want to mention?
I don't believe so.
Well, thank you for stopping by. Thanks for your hard work with Relay for Life, and looking forward to a great event next Friday.
Thanks for having me, Tanner.